That happened last night at the city, Santa Rosa City Council meeting. A lot of exchanges going on between council members and the local business leaders as well, and the homeless advocates who had some disagreement about the idea, the decision of the city council to take a more serious stance on the quality of life crimes, things like public drunkenness, urination, and aggressive panhandling too. On the live line with us this morning is Santa Rosa City Council Councilwoman Julie Combs. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Pat and Larry.
Thanks for being with us this morning. It was quite the night and a lot of different opinions last night at the council meeting.
Yes, there were. Of course, we were trying to decide whether to keep in place an older ruling of the council to keep misdemeanors for offenses like sleeping in public, or whether we should change that to the infraction policy that had been informally being used by our police department.
And were you expecting the kind of dissent that made itself known last night? Some homeless advocates think that the council is further targeting the homeless.
Well, I tend to agree with them. And was one of the dissenting voices myself, because I just don't think it's appropriate for us to fill our jails with homeless people at taxpayer expense. It doesn't help anyone, and it costs a lot more than other alternatives. Homeless people typically can't pay the $1,000 fine for sleeping, and yet we don't have enough shelter beds. There isn't another place for them to go. I don't have a problem with it for the basics like noise and weed abatement. Those are not homeless type crimes, but criminalizing homelessness doesn't seem to me to be a housing first policy that we're trying to implement.
Now, Councilwoman, on your Facebook page, you have this quote about saying it's tough love for homeless people. But imagine if you're one of the people that owns a business in downtown and you've put your life savings into that, and that is your life. You probably would want to round up some of the people that are causing some trouble near your business.
Oh, absolutely. And people who are causing trouble should be dealt with. That's not the real issue for me here. The real issue for me is that I'd rather have our police focused on catching real criminals than rousting sleeping homeless people who don't have another place to go. We can move people along citing an infraction with a lower penalty without taking folks to jail or charging them $1,000. I have a lot of sympathy. I don't want to see homeless people sitting in front of businesses. I don't want to see them in the parks. But while we have nowhere for them to go, at some point we have to say, look, it's illegal to sleep. And unfortunately, we didn't say that last night at council. They decided to make it the misdemeanor enforceable.
So you were in the minority last night. What
Yes.
was the vote? How did it split?
Well, technically, there wasn't a vote. We had an informal policy to ignore a rule that we had. And we undid the informal policy by making it formal that we would stay with the misdemeanors. We had close to a 4-3 split on
it. That's pretty. That's a
big
split.
It was a close council.
And one of the things
there wasn't an official vote. Everyone simply stated what their opinion was.
Right. Right. Well, one of the pro people, Mayor Chris Corsi, for this this idea about quality of life crimes, says that it might be just the push that homeless people need to take advantage of some of the city services, including housing, that are available to them. What do you think about that?
The mayor and I agree on many things, but we don't agree on this one. As is the expert that we rely on as a city, Ian DeJong from the Toronto area, he's come in and really emphasized the housing first policies. He, in the article that I had posted on Facebook about tough love not really being love, says that it's inappropriate to view the need for a stick to get homeless people off the street, that if we had proper services to offer, that the homeless people would be accepting them. And I tend to be inclined to agree with him. I think that we don't have adequate services to provide. Most of the people who need a bed or need to go to the bathroom will accept a bed or a porta potty or a public toilet that's open. And I think we just, having voted against allowing people to park in their car, having voted against allowing the public bathrooms to be open 24 hours, the council majority is using a stick with no carrots.
Once again, though, the businesses, and I'm reading in the Press Gazette, that they just want things to return to a quality of normalness through downtown.
Yeah. I guess I can be completely sympathetic with them. In fact, we've decreased the number of homeless people from 4,000 at the earlier counts a couple of years ago to 2,000. I think it's a violation of their, according to the Justice Department, it's a violation of their Eighth Amendment rights to not be allowed to sleep, because it's normal for humans to want to sleep. So while I sympathize very much with the downtown business folks, and I do wish we had a place to take folks, I'm really sorry that we've made the decision to do this. Again, I'd rather have our police fighting crime than moving homeless people along.
Well, on the same subject, Councilwoman, is there a date to clear out the homeless hill encampment in Santa Rosa?
I had understood that there was. I thought it was a date in early August, so my understanding is that that's ongoing. The reports that I've heard are that about 9 of the 40 homeless folks there have accepted beds in the Sam Jones Hall.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically beds in a 25-bed gymnasium-type setting.
Yes. They were working on that over the weekend, I know.
Not everyone is going to be able to accept sleeping in a large group setting like that. And that's another area where we really need some alternatives. For example, you know, folks with PTSD, people with mental health issues, women who have been raped or had domestic violence, typically can't sleep in a room full of strangers. So we just need some alternatives for folks who have those kinds of problems. I just wish that the state and federal government would fund our mental health system.
Yeah, that would make a big difference.
That would go a long way to solving our problems.
Yep. Well, Councilwoman, we appreciate you getting up early after last night's meeting to be on the air with us. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks for your interest.
That's Councilwoman Julie Combs from the Santa Rosa City Council talking about the tougher measures on quality of life crimes that will affect the homeless population in Santa Rosa.